This podcast reports news as if it's from the video game Helldivers, but is not associated with the creators and not affiliated with Arrowhead Game Studios in any way. This podcast is an original concept of a radio station within a fictional universe and is protected under Section 107 of the Copyright Act for Fair Use Legal Doctrine, permits the usage of criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, and research. All characters, sounds, and music are original to this podcast.
And that was I'm Free by Peter Spacey Feet, setting the tone for another day of freedom, Super Earth style. But now, it's time for me, Lauren, to step aside and hand things over to the voice that keeps us all informed. Rick Bones, you're up. Stay safe out there, folks.
Wartime calls, we stand tall. Helldivers heed the battle's call. Fight for freedom, fight for all. Super Earth will never fall. Wartime calls, we stand tall. Helldivers heed the battle's call. Fight for freedom, fight for all. Super Earth will never fall. Nine bulletin, hear the call. Helldivers rise, we stand for all. We form the front, brave and tall. Super Earth will never fall. With courage bright, we march ahead. Heroes rise where others fled. United strong, our forces spread. Super Earth, we will not fall.
Good morning, Super Earth citizens and Helldivers, wherever you are deployed. This is Rick Bones, and you're tuned in to GNR 107's Wartime Bulletin. It's 0400 Saturday, October 5th, 2024. And boy, do we have a lot to cover today, from frontline battles to critical new orders from High Command. So grab your gear and let's dive right in. Hot off the wire from High Command, we have two major updates that will shape the next phase of the war. First, the Helldivers have officially held Turing against multiple Terminid assaults. This victory was crucial to protecting the Xenoentomology Center, where our brightest minds are developing the high-efficiency Alcubierre drives. These drives will power the Democracy Space Station, our newest and largest weapon of freedom. While the Terminids threw everything they had at us, our strategic minds and brave soldiers turned them back. At the same time, our forces countered the automatons on Mastia, successfully defending the DSS logistics hub and liberating Shelt. The path is clear for the DSS to continue development. But Helldivers, the job is far from over. High Command has identified a new priority, the planet Clarel. Atmospheric scans reveal that the automatons have been engaging in deep mantle mining operations. If we liberate Clarel, we can repurpose their facilities to accelerate construction of the Deep Mantle Forge complex. This forge will use extreme heat and pressure near the planet's core to produce a super alloy that's essential for the DSS to reach warp speeds. This alloy, chromium cobalt nickel, will allow the DSS to withstand the intense accelerations it needs to move across the galaxy. So all hands on deck. The Helldivers are ordered to take Clarel and secure the mining tunnels. Now, let's talk about the situation on the ground. Reports show that the battle on Darius II rages on, with Super Earth forces holding the line against overwhelming Terminid numbers. Meanwhile, Pandion Tortor, Akurd III, and Imber are all under assault. These planets are strategic to our war efforts, and losing any of them could set back our momentum. If you're stationed on one of these planets, know this. Reinforcements are on the way, but every second counts. Hold the line. Fight hard. Now, on a more personal note, it's time to give some recognition to one of Super Earth's most remarkable units, Squad TNT. This elite team has just returned from a grueling set of missions on Fact Bay. Their first task? A defend mission where they successfully evacuated high-value assets under heavy fire. During the mission, Alex, a lower-level operator and daughter of the famous Vicky, faced an impaler and came out on top. That's no easy feat, Helldivers. Her leadership and courage earned her the respect of seasoned veterans. But as we all know, not every mission ends in glory. The second mission, an evacuation mission, nearly failed, with Vicky being the only Helldiver to extract successfully. And the third? Squad TNT faced multiple chargers. True to their reputation, Squad TNT is already back in action. They've got a series of new missions coming up, including a special Bring Your Kid to Work mission, where Alex will be joining her mother once again. Plus, for Halloween, they've got something fun planned, pulling random stratagems from a cauldron and letting fate decide their arsenal. It's one mission you won't want to miss. On the broader war front, progress is steady, but we face increasing resistance. While we've secured Gaelavara, where the DSS logistics hub has been established, the automatons are adapting to our strategies. We've already lost ground on Gakrux, and reports from the field suggest that the battle is slipping further out of our control. The situation there is critical, and every Helldiver deployed must hold their position. Remember, Helldivers, every victory counts, but so does every loss. Each planet we liberate, each enemy we destroy, brings us one step closer to securing freedom for all of Super Earth. Keep fighting, keep pushing, and never forget why we're out here. Freedom for all, from the Terminid menace, the automaton threat, and any other force that stands in our way. As we wrap up this morning's wartime bulletin, I want to take a moment to thank all of you for the overwhelming support you've been showing GNR 107. It's your dedication, your feedback, and your loyalty that keeps this station running strong. We couldn't do it without you. And hey, if you want to show your support even further, don't forget to check out the merch. Helmets, patches, and everything a Helldiver could need to represent. You can find the link to our online store in the show notes, along with access to our Discord server, where you can connect with other Helldivers, get live updates, and chat about the latest missions. And for those of you following Squad TNT, we've got all the latest on their upcoming missions, exclusive footage, and more information about their legendary runs. Just head to the show's link for more details. This is Rick Bones signing off from GNR 107's Wartime Bulletin. Stay strong, stay vigilant, and as always, one more round, Helldivers. Until next time.
Helldivers. In the heat of battle, when every second is a fight for survival, you need a life. That's why Novo Boost Pharmaceuticals brings you Stink as the all-in-one. Stimulant, painkiller, and super medicine engineered for the warriors of Super Earth. With just one injection of Stim, you're back in action. Feel the rush of vitality as your wounds stabilize and mend before your very eyes. Stay in the fight longer, push harder, and secure victory against any odds.
Stim is a non-prescription, non-addictive remedy, much like hydrocodone, oxycodone, fentanyl, codeine, clonopin, Xanax, valium, amphetamines, methylphenidates, lunesta, and sonata. Side effects may include, but are not limited to, overconfidence, a temporary belief in personal invincibility, an urge to high-five dangerous wildlife, spontaneous victory chance, and in rare cases, an inexplicable passion for intergalactic diplomacy. Stim should not be used in conjunction with reality checks, sex, or inside a closed environment. If you experience a battle lasting longer than 4 hours, consult your medic immediately.
Grab your Stim today and keep the front line moving. Cough Freedom is brewed for the brave and served steaming with valor. As you face the morning's battles, let Cough Freedom bring you joy every morning. The preferred beverage of all Helldivers and the proud sponsor of GNR 107. The Cascades Coffee Blend delivers a rich and robust delight for your mornings. Packed in a 12 ounces bag, this medium dark roast boasts flavors of cocoa and toasted nut, offering a full-bodied experience with each sip. Now available in the link above, with every purchase $6 goes towards GNR 107 to keep you informed about the war effort. Now available for purchase.
I'm Allison, your DJ, and I hope your morning is going great. That was the Wartime Bulletin, up next the top 100. But first, this little gem of a song. It's called Bound by the Stars, produced by PV Production and Suno. And I am happy to be with you as we move into the afternoon.
They call it service, but this leash I wear makes me nervous. I'm bound by the stars to fight their wars, to carry their scars. Every breath, every cry, for super I'll bleed out. They said my life wasn't mine to keep, but still I fight while the others sleep. Sorties, they call it service, but this leash I wear makes me nervous. I'm bound by the stars to fight their wars, to carry their scars. Every breath, every cry, for super I'll be that. Thought I'd be free, a hero with pride, but I'm just a cog in the war machine's stride. Still play their game. I'm bound by the stars to fight their wars, to carry their scars. Every breath, every cry, for super I'll be that. The contract was signed, the battle's begun, but who will remember when the war's finally won? I'm bound by the stars until the end, and held out his life is what I defend.
This show, Helldivers Radio, was a PV production. All music, sound, not original to the podcast, is licensed to the podcast. We ask that you contact us at helldiverradio@gmail.com before using any sounds or music for commercial usage for this reason. Thanks for listening.